Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the James River Rodeo Committee, Richard Doerr, joining us. Richard, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for stopping by. And, you know, it's a very exciting time of the year. It's the Stutsman County Fair time, the 120th annual Stutsman County Fair. A big part of the fair every year for the past 16 years, Richard, has been the rodeo, which is on Friday and Saturday this year. That's the 30th and the 1st of July. And Richard, you're going to tell us a little bit more about this. For those who are unaware of the rodeo and what it entails, tell us a little bit about the rodeo and what people can expect when they take in the event.
Okay, yeah. The rodeo is a big part of the fair, as you said, and it's a family-oriented rodeo. That means that there's events for adults, juniors, children, all ages. And so we want people to come out and watch this. We've got kids that are involved in the rodeo that maybe just get started, 4 or 5 years old, all the way up to the seniors in different events. It's a full performance rodeo, which means we've got all the events that a normal rodeo would have, bareback riding, bull riding, saddle bronc riding, tie down roping, which is sometimes called calf roping,
okay.
Barrel racing, steer wrestling, goat tying, team roping, you know, so there's a little bit of everything for people to enjoy.
Yeah, list goes on and on and on. And this is held put on by the James River Rodeo Association, right?
Correct.
And 16 years, that's quite a while to be doing it. You've been doing it for 14 yourself.
I've been on the committee about 14 years, yeah.
About 14 years. So again, the rodeo is coming up. It'll be on June the 30th and July the 1st. So let's hop into this, Richard. What are some of the bigger events that'll be put on through the rodeo? You named a couple of them.
Yeah, it's the performance will start at 6:30 okay. on Friday night and Saturday night. Probably the biggest thing that most people are looking for is the rough stock, the bulls and the saddle broncs and the bareback broncs and stuff like that. That's okay. always exciting. Some of the other things that go on with the barrel racing, that's exciting because we'll have some of the seniors that'll be running the barrels and, you know, they'll be running 15, 16 seconds running around the three barrels. And then we have the junior division, which is the younger kids.
Yeah.
And then under that, we have the novice, which is the kids that are just getting started. And sometimes we'll have 4 and 5 year old boys and girls that want to run that. And it could be mom and dad leading their horse around the first two barrels and then letting them go. And you know, maybe the horse will just trot, you know, and maybe take them 2 minutes to get through the course. But everybody loves it. The kids love it. The parents are loving it. Everybody's cheering for the kids. It's really a fun event.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Again, Richard Doerr, he's part of the James River Rodeo Committee, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The rodeo coming up at the Stutsman County Fair. Very exciting time of the year. So for people to get involved with this too, Richard, you were pointing out they have to be a part of the Rough Rider Association.
Correct. Our rodeo is sanctioned by the Rough Rider Association, which is the one for our area.
Yeah.
And you have to be a member of that association to participate in the rodeo. And if somebody wants to try it out for the first time, their memberships are available.
Okay.
So just talk to either a rodeo committee or someone at the rodeo, and they can give you more information on how to get started on that.
Perfect. So again, Richard Doerr is joining us here on Let's Talk. As you pointed out, Richard, it is 6:30 both nights, and you guys may have a plethora of contestants and people who participate. So there'll also be some slack competition in there too.
Correct. The slack is the extra event, extra people that are in it. We may have 25, 30 barrel racers, and we can't have them all during the performance. So we'll take maybe the top 10 or the first 10 to sign up for it will be in the performance. Everybody else is in what they call a slack.
Yeah.
And the slack will involve all the different events except the rough stock. We don't have a slack for the rough stock. That'll be Friday afternoon and Saturday morning for those events. And those times of those people in the slack will go against the times of the people that are in the performance.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that somebody in the slack time will actually win that event. So it's an exciting time, and you know, if the people want to come out and watch the slack, they're welcome to do that. There's no charge for that.
Okay.
The performance will be for 17 and above. The adults, it's $10 a ticket. For the children, it's 6 to 16. It'll be $5 a ticket,
okay.
And under 6 years of age is free.
Perfect. And as you pointed out, Richard, a family-oriented event. Anybody can come out and check this out. And you know, if you've never taken in a rodeo before, this is some of the best action you'll see involving, you know, the bulls and the horse and horses and everything like that. What would you say to somebody who's maybe never taken in a rodeo before?
This is something exciting. This is something that you want to come to. And if you've ever watched any of the pro rodeo things on TV or anything yeah. like that, these are the same events. The contestants are doing the exact same things. They may not get as much money as they do in the pro ranks, but they're out there to have fun, and yeah. they will win. And we do give away a trophy saddle to awesome. the youth boy and the youth girl that is the high point winner in their division. So we've done that for the last several years, and that's getting to be a real special event. Yeah. The kids are really trying hard for those.
Awesome. And this is all taking place at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, right?
At the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, okay. north of town, and come out and see it.
Perfect. So again, Richard Doerr, part of the James River Rodeo Committee, joining us on Let's Talk About It. Tickets available in advance right now, Richard, or is it going to be available at the door?
They'll be available at the gate.
Okay, at the gate. Perfect. So get your tickets, check it out. The rodeo is coming up on June 30th and July 1st. Richard, if anybody has a question for you or about the rodeo that'll be taking place at the Stutzman County Fair, you guys have a phone number or a website they can visit to check that out?
I believe there is website for okay. the James for the Rough Rider Association.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm not exactly sure what that is. They're certainly welcome to get a hold of any of the committee members.
Okay.
Marlon Birch is our president. Greg Carlson is our vice president.
Okay.
And any one of those would certainly be able to answer any questions they have.
Perfect. It looks like, Richard, it is roughriderrodeo.com if people want to check more information out.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So, Richard, anything else you want to add about the event?
I just hope people come out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it, and I think that I think they will really enjoy seeing this rodeo.
Awesome. Very good. Richard, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.